wakes up.
Cape Town wakes up.
With Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Exclusive to Smile FM.
Gabby, morning.
Good morning, breakfast team. Loving the music, loving the vibe. I am heading out for work today on the N2.
Stunning.
Once a month, out up the coast. Can anybody maybe enlighten me as to why there's a sudden trend in the city to drive in the middle lane on a freeway at 80 kilometers an hour?
Yeah, what is that?
It's always a white car. It's often a polo. Driving at 80 in a 120 zone. My word.
Tell them, Gabby.
So, thank you for the music because it's making me not want to. But a road rage. Fantastic day. Bye.
Gabby, it's worse when they even go into the right lane and they're doing 80 or 90 kilometers an hour. You know what I mean? Phil said to me something while we were playing that. He said to me, isn't it the same with like certain drivers that drive certain cars? I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what exactly do you mean?
People with Ford Buckies can't park.
Can't spill any sun. Jy wat vol de lange is.
Yeah, but they do take more than one bay because the car's big, some of them. Yeah.
Thank you, Ryan.
I'm trying to defend you guys. Here.
Thank you, waardeer.
I'm a defender, but not a Land Rover defender. The one thing you'll never find in the fast lane is a Land Rover. They know their place in the day. They go, we'll see you in the dunes, but...
Yeah, because they're on the pavement. That's why.
Oh. Let's take a round of your stereotypes this morning.
As you just mentioned, the car's driving 90 in a fast lane. I'm on the M5 and I'm experiencing exactly that. Mm. And I found that it's always those cars with the Liffy stickers on. You see that Liffy sticker, you know, oh, this woman's going to block the fast lane. That's what's happening now.
Liffies that block up the fast lane. I think they're in a WhatsApp group and they go, let's go. It's free flowing on the N1 today. I'm going to go spoil it for everyone.
Golf Mark 1.
Mark 1 Golf.
17-inch wheels on, dropped. Tinted windows. The guy's windows are on. Oop, 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 skreef. He sends his sombrilletjes and all what you hear is go toof, toof, toof. And as hy bass afsit, speel hy right a funny vankie.
Right a funny vankie. Old Opel Kadett drivers, we see you. From the smoke from your exhaust. Why do we smoke like that? I remember asking John, what are the rings?
Yeah, you know the other cars that do that is a Toyota Taz, the old Tazes. Ah. When you're behind them, you know you're behind a Taz because you smell it before you even see it.
I'm leaving my house every morning around 5, and whenever I see a Taz in front of me, I go like the other way.
You go around
it. They just can't go faster. Between 60 and 80 on a 120 zone. Sometimes they're smoking so much. Don't take me wrong, I'm a Toyota fan, eh? But
too.
I think they should take this car on the road, eh?
Let's continue it.
Smoking TT. Toyota. I love it. Mm. Why does CF registration drivers drive the way they do?
Aye.
Julle weet wie julle is. Staan op, mense, staan op.
Success in Roman Platies hier.
Nee, this is CY.
I know when I come in the morning and there's a CF plate in front of me in the fast lane, they ain't budget. They ain't getting out of the way.
Funny. And I also want to say, like, I'm also a woman, but all the fortuner tannies, yeah, met hulle gym klere. Wat so ongeduldig is, ek weet, jy is nie, mama, jy is nie op pad na die gym toe nie. Jy is seker
om 90% of the northern suburb school moms.
When you buy a Fortuner, it comes with complimentary yoga pants.
Ek is jammer, maar almal wat op die pad is, is op pad iewers heen, so jy hoef nie ongeduldig te wees nie, en so op my gat te ry nie, asseblief.
Ja.
En jou kar is groter as myne, maar nog steeds.
Maar luister so, hoe park jy hulle? En hy dan, nee, net waar hulle wil. Wat is a Fortuna?
Fortuna.
Fortuna favors the brand.
Change it to Fortuna.
Fortuna.
Oh, absolutely. It's always the VW Polo drivers. I have no idea how tall these guys are. Really? Their seats are pushed all the way. Do they take the back seat out? I'm not 100% sure. But it's pushed back. They're lying back and the arm is always resting. And it's one hand on the steering wheel. I check this guy every morning when I'm driving.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how tall are you? I want to know how tall you are. They your feet were actually reaching the pedals and everything. That's what I would like to really know. Because he looks short. He literally looks short in the car.
And don't you dare try and take over a Polo driver, because, you know, if you overtake a Polo driver, it's as if you're overtaking their destiny, because they get so angry. And it's just like, relax, dude. It's, I'm just overtaking the car, not your destiny. It's fine.
No, they do. And when they get to the robot, they kind of like rev, look at you, rev. And I'm like, no. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. Your car makes a funny noise. I'm just going to let you go. Get ready on that. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile 90.4 FM.